Good morning. Joining us on the line now from the UK is English actor and radio presenter Larry Lamb. He played Archie Mitchell in EastEnders, winning Best Villain at the 2010 British Soap Awards. He also played Gavin's father Mick in Gavin and Stacey and was a much-loved part of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in 2016. He's coming to Marbella next week for the Marbella International Film Festival, where his latest film, Brighton, will be given a red carpet screening at the Teatro Goya in Puerto Banús. Welcome to the show, Larry.
Good morning. How is it here in Marbella? It's really very dodgy here in London, the weather.
It's all right. We're holding out for you. I hope we're going to have some nice weather for you next week.
Yeah, I should be most disappointed if you don't, really. But get on the plane and come back.
A lot of pressure. We'll try our best.
Yeah.
I've seen the trailer for Brighton, and it looks lots of fun. I know you described your character as a sort of foul-mouthed racist bigot. As an actor, is it fun to take on roles like that, really kind of gritty parts?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was the whole thing originally was a play by Stephen Berkoff, and it was a very, very gritty play, and then we've opened it up, stretched it out, basically followed the same storyline, but the characters are the way Stephen created them, and they are just sort of funny old exhibits from the Museum of the East End. You know, they've come out to Brighton for the day, and all they can do is moan and groan about how it's changed.
Yeah, I understand that Stephen Berkoff wanted proper Londoners to play the roles, didn't he?
Yeah. So it's it was a fascinating job to do, I tell you, and it took a long time to get it off the ground. But Stephen Cookson, who wrote it, and the director, you know, he was very persistent and very patient, and he kept on saying that we're going to do this, and of course there was a lot of luck required because it's all set on a summer's day in Brighton, and we had to do it during a very, very cold month of March along the coast at Hastings, because you just couldn't get into Brighton to film the stuff we needed. But we got very lucky, and we had a burst of sunny weather, and although we were freezing to death, we were sitting in the sunshine.
Oh, fantastic. There's a lot of blue skies in the background, isn't there?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, well, I mean, that was the great thing, blue skies. But, you know, it was a bit chilly at the edges, I tell you.
And playing these types of roles, I mentioned EastEnders, so you're used to playing sort of villains and those kind of characters. Would you say that is the your favourite kind of role to play as an actor?
No, I'm not really good at playing villains. That's like, I don't believe myself as a villain. I can be a rough old Cockney fella, but these guys aren't villains. They're just, you know, they're just kind of ordinary fellas that, you know, have grown up the hard way there, and they're certainly not villains, that's for sure.
No.
They've got a nasty side to them, as you find out in the film, but yeah. It's not anything, you know, it's not anything. They're certainly not baddie boys.
Yeah. And when you look back at your time in EastEnders, does that seem like a long time ago?
Oh, God, yeah. An age ago, yeah. But, I mean, very fond memories, but it was. I think it's 10 years gone now.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. We just finished doing the Christmas special for Gavin and Stacey in, you know, 10 years. And it does. It seems such a long time, because so much has happened in that 10-year period for me, because I've had a different sort of career, because I got into doing, you know, non-fiction television, presenting things, doing radio, doing all sorts of other stuff. So I've had a very interesting interim period, but lovely to get back doing something that I've really enjoyed.
Yeah, and that's a very different role. It's a lot more comedy, obviously, with Gavin and Stacey, and all great people to work with, I imagine.
Yeah, lovely. But you know, but people don't really understand just how hard it is to film comedy. You know, comedy is like something that has to come sort of fresh and instantaneous, but, you know, to get it on film, you've really got to work at it, you know, and there'll be days spent doing one complicated scene, and, you know, by the end of it, you've had a few laughs, but you're ready tear your hair out, you know. it's so meticulous, the process.
Yeah. And has it been nice being all back together again for the Christmas special?
Yeah, it was lovely. It was lovely, you know. And but, you know, everybody gathered together. We rehearsed for a week, and then off we went. And then we all met up down in Barry. So it was a strange experience, but really, really good fun. And it's a, you know, it's a great script. And you know, I can't wait to see it. I still haven't seen the cut together version yet, but. It certainly, you know, you certainly knew when you were doing it that this was going to be special.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're very much looking forward to seeing that. And I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That looked interesting fun. Yeah, I mean, you certainly showed yourself as being a nice bloke, I reckon, in that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it was very easy to do that because the people I was surrounded with kind of enabled that to happen. They're really, a really, you know, great bunch of people. So, you know, anything that I've spoken about this before, it's the most real reality television thing that I've ever had anything to do with. It's absolutely not cooked up. It's absolutely as you see it. And you can't generate those relationships that build up between the people there. It's for real because you're all thrown in together for, you know, 24 hours a day.
Mm. And did you cope better than you thought you might with that?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be really, really oppressively hot, but it wasn't. I mean, it was getting pretty hot by the end, but it's the season of the year when they do it that it's not, you know, you're not lying awake at night boiling in your hammock, which would have been a big problem for me. And it certainly wasn't swarming with insects other than when they want them to be there, you know? So, like, I don't mind having my head in a box full of spiders, but I don't want them crawling over me when I'm in my bed at night.
No, no, absolutely. And what are some of your biggest memories?
It's a controlled situation.
Yeah.
What my the memories, yeah. I mean, I suppose the worst part of it for me, because I was very lucky I didn't have to start drinking and eating all those filthy concoctions. It just worked out. I wasn't volunteering enough for those, but... I didn't miss anything. It was disgusting, but I think being in a jacuzzi and a hot sunny corner against the wall, but the jacuzzi was full of cold water and gradually filled with fish guts, fish heads, and little bushes full of fire ants, and then you've got to duck down and pick things off the bottom. I think that was, you know, quite unforgettable. That I certainly, and of course the thing is that you get. You know, one assumes that when you've done all that, they'll brush you off and put you in a shower and get you all nice and clean. Well, wrong, they don't. You have to walk about 10 miles, and then they stop and interview you, and you're covered in all this filth, and the fish guts have got grease in them naturally, and you're covered in that. Then you've got to go back and jump in the pond, which is all cold water, and try and get it off.
So it's not disgusting. Glamorous at all.
Not glamour. I mean, glamour, forget it.
But hopefully it's one of those things that you'll never have to do again.
No, there you go. That's done that one.
Tick, got the T-shirt, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
And I know you're having great fun doing a stage show with your son, George. That's coming up again. And is it next month you're starting that?
Oh, no, we did that. I don't know whether we'll be doing that. He's a very busy boy at the moment, and I've got a lot of other things. That's real. You've got to book those things months and months in advance, and neither of us are in the position to do that. But, you know, we might do it again.
Oh, it'd be great.
Fun, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You enjoyed doing that, though. Yeah. It's nice working together, I expect.
It was, yeah. It was a sort of a follow-up to the thing where we went round Britain on bikes, and we went back to some of the places that we'd had a nice time. But yeah, it was good doing that show, but you know, maybe we'll do it again, but it'll have to be booked up long in advance.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, we look forward very much to seeing you next week in Marbella, the Marbella Film Festival. There's lots of different events happening sort of from the 2nd to the 5th of October. There's red carpet screenings, there's after parties, all kinds of things. People can find out more information on the website, marbellafilmfestival.com, and all the times of everything and where things are happening, and buy tickets and stuff. Are you looking forward to it, Larry?
Yeah, I was there, I think it was probably 2 years or 3 years ago. I had a little part in the Rise of the Foot Soldier film and with Craig Fairbrass. And so I was there once already, had a lovely time. So it's lovely to come back.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, we look forward to seeing you again next week. And thanks ever so much for joining us, Larry Lamb.
Hey, pleasure. Thank you for having me. All the best to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.